I want to say I have a great time doing these slides for you all. It's kind of amazing how God has provided. The most important thing we can do in our walk with Jesus Christ is realize how human we are and how life is a learning process beginning to end. And I believe in heaven we're going to learn too. When we come to a greater understanding how wonderfully and perfectly we're made, there's a transformation in us and a new trust in the Lord because he made us. It's kind of like when you get in your car and you trust that the mechanic and all the people in it did a superb job and you're going to get from one place to the next. And as we study hope deferred, I need you to understand that there is hope. Holy Spirit brings hope. Our knowledge and of the Word of God brings hope. And that's critical. But hope deferred needs to be dealt with as well, because there are physiological, emotional, spiritual problems that can exist if we don't recognize, in fact, we are in hopelessness. So our first slide is actually a picture of a neuron. And in the there's connections, and you see axons and dendrites. Again, I'm going to just go over this very quickly. Because you are fearfully and wonderfully made, you don't have to think about, oh, I hope this is connecting. God's done it all. When we understand that over the last few decades, God has revealed more and more to us as to how we are wonderfully made. When we have a thought, you see those lines. Well, when you have your car and you go in and out of the driveway and say it's muddy, the more you go in and out, the deeper the rut goes. Well, that's the same as your thought processes are autonomic. Like, again, we're going to go back to the car. When you're turning into the parking lot, you don't have to edge in and be fearful. The brain kind of takes over and there's some automatic thoughts. Well, when there's an emotion tied to that, say that you were pulling into a car in the parking lot and you smashed into the car beside you, I can promise you the next few times you'd be much more cautious. There'd be an emotion attached. So the neural pathway that you had learned, maybe you parked in a parking lot 100 times and you did it without thought. You just pulled in and parked. That was a neural pathway. But when you banged into that car, an emotion came and that left a mark on the body. We can go ahead and generalize that if more often than not, you hit the car pulling into the parking lot, you would realize that you would need to make a change, either driving school or different car or park parallel. You would be responsible to make the change. You wouldn't necessarily say, oh, Father God, I've hit 9 cars and Father God, help me guide in the car. No, there's a responsibility we have to understand that God will make a way, but we need to participate in that. And when I talk about that, the brain and the heart being connected, as the man thinketh, so he is. Now, our brain is made up of billions of neurons. It's really hard to wrap your mind around, but that's why God's God and we're not. When we talk about the synapse, the area, we just talked about fear. We talked about anxiousness and pulling in if you, in fact, have smacked the other car numerous times. What happens is when there's a space in the nerve cell, and when there is anxiety, there's a toxicity that comes into that nerve cell. And what that will do, that can cause anxiety. It can cause anxiousness where you're actually frightened and you're shaking. There's all different levels. But in that saying it, if we just continue to make the same mistake, hopelessness would occur. There would be a sense of, I cannot park a car. as long as you have a vehicle, eyes, and a car that will fit in the spot, you can park the car. But if you get to the point where I can't do it, therein lies the problem, where that toxicity will go even deeper into the body. And so that's what we want to prevent. Sometimes when I counsel people, they'll want to help me to understand how good they are, how wonderful they are. And we get that. We want to please people. But the bottom line is, God knows our hearts. So let's not pretend. Let's really be honest with one another. And I think in these last days, it's going to be amount of trust that needs to be in relationships to go forward. Many of us have been betrayed and harmed and hurt. And what can happen? You can actually build a wall around yourself where you're not going to be hurt because you're not going down that road. That, in fact, would be hopelessness, another form of hopelessness. The bottom line is, God knows. You're not tricking him. So when we go before the Lord, or when we ask his counselors to please, let's be transparent. Let's build a relationship. We want healing. You cannot get healing. You can get like passivity. You can get apathy. You can decide, I'm not going to deal with this. But if you really want to walk with the Lord, you want to walk out of any hopeless situation. I have written here, very often we need to understand that when we admit a failure, when we admit we have not done something well, we shame the devil. He would like us to hide it and hide underneath that. The problem is that causes a veil between you and the Lord, you and people. And what happens is that veil continues to grow. It's something in the spirit realm, but it's also, there is a physiological effect of more toxicity in your heart, in your thoughts, toward a person, toward a situation. You can actually fall into learned helplessness. When we say be transparent with God, and because we know he sees all and knows all, if we can understand, oh, Nancy, I am so sorry. Yeah, we're still on that one. Is that okay?
Great.
Okay. You can go to the God knows with the two hands. There you go. So God knows our hearts. He knows our innermost thoughts. He knows all our hearts, betrayals, and broken promises. So when I talk about shaming the devil, it's taking the yuck out of the innermost part of our being and laying it before the Lord. And saying to him, I'm hurt. I am disappointed. And my prayer is that we learn to love one another to the point that as brothers and sisters in Christ, we can come to one another and say, you know what? I'm hurting. I need help. And there'll be no judgment because there'll be love. There'll be his love in us. Harboring disappointment is sin that needs to be addressed.